The importance of timing in decision-making. The hardest part of making decisions is knowing when to act. While quick gut reactions can work sometimes, it's often better to take your time and think things through. Experts in time management make the most of every moment before making a move. Many people tend to act too quickly, possibly because we live in a fast-paced, technology-driven world. Usually, waiting a bit longer leads to better results, even if it's just for a brief moment. In sports like tennis, athletes have just about half a second to return a serve, a time frame that leaves no room for careful thought. During this brief moment, they quickly evaluate the ball's trajectory and spin, determine where it will land, and consider the server's position. While most people, including professional athletes, have a similar visual reaction time of around 200 milliseconds, what sets pros apart is their ability to move and react with speed and precision. This allows them to hit the ball back with power and accuracy. Athletes in super-fast sports like tennis, baseball, and cricket can wait until the last possible moment to respond, giving them more time to gather information and make a decision. Speedy decision-making like top athletes. You can use the quick decision-making method that athletes follow, observe, process, act, in your everyday life. This approach involves waiting until the last moment to make a decision, which can be helpful in both work and social situations. Athletes naturally use this method without thinking about it. Slow down. In 2006, UNX Incorporated faced tough competition in the fast-paced world of electronic stock trading. The company brought in a new CEO, Scott Harrison, who was known for his deep expertise in advanced trading algorithms. Under Harrison's leadership, UNX upgraded to a faster and more efficient computer system. This change led to a surprising drop in trading costs and quickly boosted the firm's reputation on Wall Street. Within a year, UNX became the leading high-frequency trading firm. Harrison aimed to gain an edge for UNX by moving its servers from California to New York, hoping to cut trading speeds by a few milliseconds. Although this move improved trade speed by 35 milliseconds, it hurt the performance of UNX's transactions. When UNX returned to its original trading time of 65 milliseconds, things returned to normal. This experience taught UNX and other companies outside the trading sector that faster speeds aren't always better. Businesses need to balance the benefits of moving quickly with the costs involved. For example, computer programmers sometimes include delays in their code to prevent information from being sent too quickly, which can cause problems similar to traffic jams. Just like baseball players who wait until the last moment to decide whether to swing at a pitch, computers that manage delays carefully can avoid such issues. Fast food for fast-paced lives. Nutritionists are concerned about the negative health impacts of fast food, but Sanford DeVoe, an assistant professor at the University of Toronto, suggests that its influence extends beyond just physical health. He argues that the fast food environment accelerates the pace of our daily lives, making people feel like they need to move faster and rush through their routines. DeVoe's curiosity about fast food started after he realized that eating a McDonald's quarter pounder so quickly made him miss out on enjoying it. He wondered if fast food ads were secretly encouraging people to eat faster. To test this, DeVoe ran an experiment where participants viewed a slideshow with images flashing quickly on a screen. For half of the group, the slides included logos from popular fast food chains, while the other half saw slides without these logos. After watching the slides, participants read a 300-word report. Those who saw the fast food logos read the report in 69.5 seconds, 20% faster than the control group, who took 84 seconds. Research shows that when students are exposed to fast food logos quickly and without their knowledge, they feel more sadness in response to photos and music compared to students who don't see these logos. While fast food and other modern conveniences can save time, DeVoe questions whether they truly improve life quality. His findings suggest that people might be happier if they slow down and find new ways to enjoy activities and feel positive emotions. Stay calm and relaxed. When people are under stress, their decisions often don't turn out well. Panic can mess with how we perceive time, making it hard to think clearly. For some, time may feel like it's speeding up, while for others, it seems to slow down. While professionals like airline pilots or race car drivers are trained to handle emergencies calmly, most people react differently when they panic. Jack Benny and Johnny Carson excelled at using timing to enhance their jokes. Instead of rushing to the punchline, they paused for a few seconds, building suspense and anticipation. Effective communication isn't just about talking. It's also about knowing when to pause. The power of silence in communication. Speaking too quickly without breaks can sound unnatural and boring. Great speakers like Ronald Reagan and Martin Luther King Jr. used pauses to give their audience time to think about their message. By incorporating pauses, you can make your conversations more engaging and impactful. Silence can be a powerful tool in sales. After finishing a pitch, some salespeople stay quiet until the customer responds. Though silence can make people uneasy, with practice, you can use these quiet moments to your benefit. Just make sure not to wait too long, or you might lose your listener's interest. Plan for the future. Daniel Gilbert, in 2006, suggested that only humans think about the future. However, research shows that animals also plan ahead, though not as far as humans. Animals' quick reactions to threats or opportunities are similar to a tennis player's rapid response to a serve. They also consider future outcomes, especially regarding food and reproduction. For example, chimpanzees gather and store tools, and some dogs will wait 10 minutes for a larger treat instead of taking a smaller one right away if they know the bigger treat will come soon. Children don't really understand the concept of the future until they're about 5 years old. As we grow older, we start thinking about the future more clearly, like planning hours, days, or even years ahead. This ability is crucial in relationships too. For instance, if you judge someone too quickly and decide not to go on a second date right away, you're not thinking long term. Instead, approach the situation thoughtfully and give it time. This way, you might find a meaningful connection and get a chance for a second date. Make decisions carefully and avoid rushing. John Boyd, a U.S. fighter pilot, promoted the Observe, Orient, Decide, Act, ODA strategy as a top method for success because it balances speed with careful consideration. Using the OODA loop in everyday life can improve your decision-making. By spending more time observing, gathering, and processing information, you'll make better choices. Apologies for the mistake. Alvin W. Barkley, who was Harry Truman's vice president, once said, "If you have to eat crow, eat it while it's hot." This means that some apologies should be made right away. For example, if you accidentally step on someone's foot, it's best to apologize immediately. However, there are times when waiting before apologizing is better. Taking some time allows you to think about what happened, understand the impact, and give a more genuine and thoughtful apology. Waiting before giving an apology can be very helpful. It allows the person who was hurt to think about their feelings and express their anger properly. It also gives them time to gather more information and understand the situation better. Meanwhile, the person apologizing can consider what to say to make the apology more sincere. Research by Cynthia McPherson France and Courtney Benningson shows that waiting to apologize often leads to better results for the person who was offended. A good apology should include four key elements: acknowledging the mistake, explaining what happened, expressing regret, and trying to fix the problem. Mel Gibson's apology missteps. Actor and director Mel Gibson showed how a poorly handled apology can make things worse. After his 2006 arrest for drunk driving in California, Gibson made offensive remarks about Jews, which confirmed existing concerns about his anti-Semitic views. Despite issuing two press releases and doing a national TV interview, public opinion remained negative. Gibson didn't give enough time before speaking out and failed to offer a clear and complete explanation of his actions. In 2011, Congressman Anthony Weiner ruined his career by sending a suggestive photo to a young woman on Twitter and then mishandling the situation. At first, Weiner denied he had sent the photo. About a week later, he admitted his mistake and apologized with tears. When more photos came out, Weiner held another press conference to apologize again and announce his resignation. His failure to follow proper steps for handling such scandals led to the end of his career. Procrastination lives on forever. Modern society often criticizes procrastination, but it's actually become more common in the last 25 years. Today, students are said to spend over a third of their time putting things off, and about 20% of adults experience serious procrastination issues. Despite the belief that delaying tasks can hurt success, procrastination is on the rise. Procrastination can sometimes be beneficial, as seen with some creative people who use it to their advantage. While some individuals can procrastinate and still be productive, views on procrastination vary. One perspective describes it as an irrational delay where people act against their own interests. On the other hand, some psychologists believe that moderate procrastination can actually help with task prioritization. Historians are divided. Some think procrastination is a natural human trait, while others see it as a modern problem linked to technology and urban life. Discount rates and impatience. Procrastination often comes down to two main factors: discount rates and impatience. People with high discount rates think that immediate rewards are more valuable than future ones. This can lead them to feel less satisfied with life and engage in unhealthy habits like drinking or smoking. On the other hand, people with low discount rates tend to make better decisions, manage their money better, and lead happier lives. Impatience makes people focus on immediate needs rather than long-term goals, influencing their decision-making process. Procrastination can be tough to deal with, but knowing your habits can make it easier. If you delay a task, figure out why. Write down a clear deadline for when you'll finish it. Identify tasks you can postpone safely, like responding to less important emails, is a normal part of life. Hold on and be patient. People often feel they need to make decisions quickly, driven by human instincts and the fast pace of technology and daily life. It's important to know when to make quick choices and when to take your time. Identify how long you have to gather and think about the information you need. Then, use that full time to make the best decision. Key points. 1. Quick decisions can work sometimes, but careful consideration often leads to better outcomes. 2. Athletes excel by waiting until the last moment to make decisions, balancing speed with precision. 3. In business, rushing for speed without careful planning can lead to suboptimal results. 4. Fast food may make us rush through life, reducing our overall enjoyment and well-being. 5. Staying calm and using pauses effectively can enhance communication and decision-making. 6. Apologizing after some thought often leads to a more sincere and effective resolution. 7. Procrastination can be a natural response, and understanding its causes can help improve productivity.